Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm sorry. What I did to Bam, I he's just so hot.
Wait, what?
What?
Guys, I'm quitting. Sorry.
Thank God.
What?
Because we're holding you back. We're holding you back. We're literally about to steal. We're really stealing your idea right now. This entire episode is stealing your brand.
That's actually
Anna,
true.
This Anna is wants my share episode. Of the podcast, bro.
But yeah, Anna now has a share of Rumble Pack. So that way we can like, we can
What's
pin
the share percent
all
again,
the...
Dana? Could you remind the audience?
It's like something like really small, like 0.1 or like 1. So that way, that way we can pump and dump everything and say, well, she's got a share. She's the one in charge. And just pin everything on Anna.
It's a really
That's
bad
the
look
only
that
reason
the,
we gave you a share.
It's a really bad look that the only woman on our team gets the like the tiniest percentage.
This is, guys,
it's because we're better.
Every Rumbly who's in high school, do a report on the wage gap based on the Rumble Pack podcast.
Facts.
You have 7 overpaid men and then Anna.
Yeah,
well, honestly, Pear and Johnny have an extra share too, right? So there's got to be like some like American.
Let's go ahead and reveal our entire business model in front of the entire subscriber base. You know what, guys? Here's my bank account info.
They're not going
to
tell
anybody. Yeah, guys, do you guys want to know how taxes work? Are you guys ready to learn about taxes today? This is the tax episode, actually.
We don't do those. That's why we gave Anna a share. We don't do those, all right? She's going to jail, dude.
Wait, hold on. Wait, what are we actually doing today? I don't know.
Okay, guys, it's the tier list episode. Let's join Anna's stream. Look.
Okay.
Yippee.
The YouTube apology tier list. Wait, all right. I'm down for that. No, let's start with that. Not
anime
MILFs. No. Wait.
Anna, you're recording your
screen, sexy
right?
Man. Tumblr sexy man.
Anna, you're okay, recording your screen, right?
Yeah. No.
Oh my gosh.
We are not doing anime MILFs.
I need Rumble Pack. Can one of our viewers nominate us for some award of like best podcast or whatever? Anna's clearly holding it together, not even recording the screen for. I'm so glad we said it now.
Oh my god!
This is why you're paid less. All right.
Do you know the amount of times you guys have recorded on every track?
A lot.
Dude, all the times that we've recorded on like the potato on our desk instead of our actual microphones and stuff that you've had to deal with.
I can't get over just Pear not recording his audio for an entire episode and then Deejus's audio literally just being music blasting.
That's kind
of
funny.
And then that ended up being our like one of our best performing videos in a long time.
I love that on tierlist.com or whatever, tiermaker.com, the top two are anime MILFs and ultimate video game waifu. That's like the two most used.
We need to save that, all right? Retention hack. We're going to do anime waifu MILFs at the end of the podcast. Stay if you want to see that.
No, the end
right. Can I keep it a stack? Uh-huh. I don't think anyone that's using the site needs birth control. Like, they're already... I think the site is birth control.
Oh no.
The YouTube apology.
All right.
YouTube.
All right.
All right.
Okay. God, there's so many.
Logan Paul.
Okay, wait. Okay, so we're ranking them on okay, so the good ones are going at the bottom and then the entertaining ones are going at the top. Is that what I'm seeing?
I guess yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. Well, listen, Insta-lock Colleen Ballinger at the top. All
right. Yeah. Can we just pause? Wait. Are we gonna watch them? Or are we just going to...
We can just rank
them. Yo, Colleen Badger, so... Oh, they're all twice. They did them all twice.
Why are there three Logan Pauls, bruh?
Oh, they did it three times.
They did it three times.
I feel like we should... I feel like we should watch at least, like, 10 seconds of it.
Okay, we can start with the Colleen Badger one. Just to give you all a right, yeah. Wait, hold on. I don't want you to see my YouTube recommended. Wait.
Oh, no.
Listen.
Another guilty
Actually, it'll probably just be Invincible clips right now.
That's not that bad.
Boy, are you sure?
It's not like Shadow X Sonic, whatever.
Oh, no. Sure? I'm on the Rumble Pack account, so it's all like Pokemon and Lo-Fi and Rumble Pack.
Oh, so you
Which
good?
Of us sure? watches That's Lo-Fi? It's not me.
Are you sure?
Should I watch Invincible?
I like it. It's
I saw a quote that said that it's anime for white people.
Yo, honestly,
I couldn't agree more.
Well, so it's based on a comic series. What? It's based on like a comic book series that went on for like 15 years. But I think there's a lot of good elements to it. But the first few seasons were definitely good. The writing's gone a bit down, and the animation team unfortunately is very understaffed and rushed. So some of the animation really fucking sucks. But
you ever watch The Walking Dead?
I think
Bam?
It's still worth it.
You ever watch The Walking Dead?
I watched episode one and I got bored.
All right, well, the comics are written by Robert Kirkman, and he wrote the Walking Dead comics, so do with that.
Right. Yeah, and also the voice, the lead is voiced by
Glenn. Yes,
Glenn Steven Yeun.
Oh, dude, yeah, one of my favorite actors. Oh, Bam, you played Portal 2, right?
Yes.
Okay, then you'll love Invincible because Omni Man is Cave Johnson. Like he's J.K. Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
I think even when the writing's bad, like the action's fun, the characters are fun. Like, I still think it's worth it. I know I'm trying to read the comics right now, which is why people need to stop spoiling it. Like, crazy. I get that it came out in 2003, but it didn't get popular until, like, 2 years ago. Calm the f*** down, all right? Like, chill. Do you want people to join the fandom or not? Because you know what makes me not want to read the comments? Seeing spoilers for a f***ing volume that's 20 chapters away.
Yeah, Twitter is kind of insufferable if you're going to watch Invincible. Just stay off of it for the entire time.
I've been debating getting into it. So, like, what would y'all rate it out of 10?
I think the first season, in my opinion, was, like, almost a 10. I'd have to rewatch it.
I don't know if it was a 10.
I don't know. I don't think it was a 10. It was, like, an 8, maybe. I think the first season, and, like, Western animation, I think, was pretty cool.
I watched it. I watched the first season, and I didn't get hooked. So. Yeah.
It's like an 8 in terms of like you know the Omni-Man like butt cheeks meme? Like it's like the perfect curved 8. Yeah.
It's like I think unfortunately Amazon and well just in general, Western media hates animators. And like I feel like if they
Castlevania was really good. That's a Western animation.
I haven't seen there's like some that are good.
Dude, I loved Castlevania. Are you kidding me? The Netflix Castlevania series is peak.
I'm sure
it's
fine.
Dude, you gotta watch that. That is peak.
Well, I think put effort into their animation, I think it would do better because some scenes are just hard to watch because I'm like, the animation sucks, but like, and the writing's getting a little worse, but like, I still think it's worth to check out. I think you won't be bored with it. I've never been bored with it, but there's definitely been some times where I'm like, eh, that was a weird choice, but I've never been bored, so.
Like the only good white person cartoon I've ever seen was probably Arcane.
Now, Bundun, go watch Castlevania. That's like the best like white person cartoon I've ever seen, aside from like other cartoons.
Bro, wait, do you main? Like Gravity don't Falls you main stuff. Richter or Simon in Smash? I'm not gonna trust you, bro.
No, I would main Richter if his recovery wasn't the worst thing on planet Earth.
I hate that you played like the.
But Richter isn't even in the Castlevania series.
Bro, what's the stupid Marvel Rivals character you play? That's just the Richter of that game. Yeah, like it's the same character.
My entire thing in gaming is projectile spam, Bundun. That is my livelihood. In Smash 4, I mained Toon Link because I could just throw and run, all right? That is my whole thing. And then when Smash Ultimate comes out, my main's K. Rool, Toon Link again, and Richter, because all of them can just throw I love
you
it.
You need to die. You need to die.
I love throwing things, man. It's my whole thing.
Okay.
Okay, wait.
And I can't hear
wait, can
it.
Wait, can I be honest? Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Before we watch this, I've actually never seen the original video before.
What? this is going to be a treat for you, okay. Bam. All right, let's watch it.
We're starting from the beginning. You can't.
Wait, hold on.
This is the rule. This is a powerful first frame.
This is our rule. We can at least watch the first 30 seconds. So we don't right. watch the well, whole okay. time. Well, and it's funnier.
I have to get to the song part then.
Well,
it's the first 30 seconds.
She does it.
Is she
going to
copyright
seconds?
Strike us? No way.
Will she?
Hey, Colleen, yeah, if you strike us, I will send a pie bomb to your house.
Okay, Jesus.
All right. No, wait. Anna, just do genuine first 30 seconds. Just rewind it, because she does
no,
play in the first
no
30
song.
Seconds.
No. She goes
no,
like,
no, she does. She does.
Go well, first 30 seconds plus a
wait,
5 seconds.
Question.
To
all right.
Bro,
fine,
don't you
want to
hear the toxic
wait.
Gossip train?
Look, see, it's right away. It's literally right away.
Wait, let's give it time, Dano. Let her cook.
Oh, no.
Sorry, can I say it? Why is her makeup like that?
Jeez, Anna.
No,
oh
like,
my
gosh. No, like,
yeah,
I'm
mean,
super.
Isn't her makeup so terrible
no,
for this
no,
apology
no,
video?
Playing, Anna, I want to watch the video. I want to watch the video, Anna.
I haven't been doing so great, so I took a little break.
Took a little break.
So a lot of people are saying some things about me that aren't quite true.
Quite true.
It doesn't matter if it's true though. Just as long as it's entertaining.
Oh, she said it was, as long as it was content for you, it would have been a way harder boss.
That would have been so funny.
We're having fun to get out of the buzz now.
The toxic gossip train!
Chugging
down the tracks of misinformation. The toxic gossip train.
We got one-way ticket to manipulation station. Toxic gossip train.
So great. Alright, was that 30 seconds?
This was fucking dog. Put this in
no, that was yeah. great. That was probably point, the best no. apology video ever. Are you kidding me?
Okay. That's so sincere. That's
have you seen it before? That's going to get
asked,
right? 100
times.
That's
yeah, put it ass, man. What were you going to say, Bondan?
Like, in terms of, like, I feel like it's the most creative apology you can do. Even more viral.
That
like,
is that true. How many views?
Viral?
Wait, let's see how many views.
That might be the most viral apology video of all time.
I think it is. Wait, go to her.
19 million
views. 19 million views, dude. That might be the best video on her channel.
Wait, let's see the Logan Paul apology. That might rival it.
No, Logan Paul is 50. He is 50 million, right?
I think it's
it might be 70 now.
64 million,
oh my god.
Yeah, that's definitely the most popular video on her channel, though.
But the Colleen one's the most impactful, though.
It is. It virality-wise, yeah. Hit popular really quick, Anna. Let's see.
I think the Logan Paul one was bigger.
Yeah, that's her most popular.
Do you think? No, the Logan Paul, what he did was bigger. The video was not bigger than.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
I think, I think, like, because genuinely.
Because I remember when Logan Paul did that, bro, it shook the internet to its core to the point where, like, you didn't even want to be considered a YouTuber in those 3 months, you know?
Genuinely, yeah, you're right. Mm. But in terms of just, like, apology videos and stuff, what's even funnier is a lot of people had no idea who Colleen Ballinger was before this apology video. Like, she was famous, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But this video really, like,
show.
Now... Yeah. And now people will just remember her for this terrible, terrible apology. Everybody knew who Logan Paul was when the thing went down. His apology video was just like, okay.
Do you know what's insane? Guys, something insane. We've been recording for 18 minutes and we've ranked one thing. One unit.
Yeah, we gotta lock in.
I can't believe that we started the video and Anna immediately goes, wow, isn't she just ugly?
No.
Oh my gosh, that is terrible.
Listen, okay, sorry. No. If you're gonna do an apology video, why would you do that? Like,
what, you're not supposed to look good. That's the point. You have to look humble.
No. Why would you put makeup on at all? Like, oh my god, I'm gonna do an apology video, have to look snatched. Like,
wait, she had makeup on?
Yes!
I didn't even realize.
Yes,
okay.
She, like,
so it was just like
she had makeup on right. And it was so bright on her face, it looked inhuman. That's why I'm not saying she's not ugly. She's
question.
A very pretty all right, person.
So
question.
We can't
no,
tell
I,
if you're
I've,
being
I've
sexist or not
question.
Because you're a
I'm
woman.
Not
so
being
comment
sexist.
If Anna's being sexist.
I have a very that, important question, guys. Guys, who do you think out of anyone in Rumble Pack would be on this tier list next?
It's either going to be me or Anna. Yeah.
Dude, it's Pear, bro.
You think it's Pear?
I feel like Pear will get canceled, but Tank
yeah,
it.
I can
like,
see that.
Yeah.
Let's. Okay. I feel like out of all of us, if Pear got canceled, he would handle it. If Bundun got canceled, he would handle it. I feel like it would be a little more traumatic to, like, me and Bam. I think that's the truth.
Nah, Bam's got it, bro. I think Dana
Bam,
is only you getting.
I'm releasing a
fit.
If I get canceled,
if I get canceled,
I'm releasing
canceled
coin.
Bam, what
so
do you think?
True.
If you got canceled tomorrow, how would you react? Would you tank it or would you Would it really?
That's,
hit you?
I just keep chugging. I make video.
I do like a 5-second apology, basically being straight up, like, "Yo, I'm not gonna do that shit again." Pokemon video tomorrow.
Yeah, probably the same for me. Actually, I feel like
just go Pear.
Like, what would we actually get answered for?
I think I agree with Pear. Like, just an apology, explain what happened, like why it was wrong, and then just like keep going. Like, there's not much else you could do. Like, that's like, we're human. We're all gonna make mistakes. What would we get canceled for? Probably like feminists. If they ever saw Rumble Pack, then that would be the end of it.
If they ever saw you on Rumble Pack,
all of us bully Anna. Don't single me out. All of us target her. I'm not the one who decided to give her
Daniel, one share. I'm a feminist, and I think you're extremely sexist. Don't worry.
Okay.
Bro. I'm a feminist too. I cancel you out. I disagree. How about that? How about that? Override.
Logan Paul.
Can I? Well, actually, I haven't watched it. Can we actually watch it and not pause it and not rank his makeup?
Yeah. I want to rank his makeup.
Oh, yeah, let's start it, Anna. Hold on, start it.
Oh, disgusting.
Ew, why does he look like that? That's disgusting.
Can I? Ew, gross.
He's Peter Rabbit.
Guys.
He looks like Peter Rabbit. This is ridiculous.
I want to make this clear. I would never insult a woman's appearance nor her makeup. Like, I am saying... I'm saying if you got canceled for fucking sending underwear to a minor and your response is to do a full face of makeup with bright lighting on you to make sure you look good in this video while singing about how I sent underwear to a minor, you are fucking weird.
Okay, you are I'm not gonna question the weirdness, but still, who cares about the makeup, bro?
You insta-locked it, dude.
Because that's crazy. That's insane.
I think we should cancel Anna for having a shadow body pillow in the background.
I don't think the makeup's...
Anna, can you do your apology video with the shadow pillow? Yeah. Can you, like...
All right, Logan.
Why'd he put makeup on, dude? Why does his face look like that?
Was that Egyptian? What was that?
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
Bangla. Wait, guys, dude, we had to make sure we got this in every language.
Wait, why did he caption it in every language?
Dude.
Did he actually do this?
David
Not YouTube,
Welsh?
Right?
Well, I guess this is like community, right? Aren't these community made, like,
Oh, true, yeah, I think so.
Are you sure? What year was this? 2018? Dude, this was seven years ago. That's insane.
Where's hieroglyphics?
I really want to watch the video.
Yeah, Anna, play it. Just play it. Just play it in Bangla.
Yeah, I'll just do whatever.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Wait, hold on.
Oh my god, bro.
Don't comment as Rumble Pack. Okay.
Wait, no, comment as Rumble Pack.
Lapse in my judgment, and I don't expect to be forgiven.
Oh, that's iconic.
I'm simply here to apologize. So what we came across that day in the woods was obviously unplanned, and the reactions you saw on tape were raw, they were unfiltered. None of us knew how to react or how to feel. I should have never posted the video.
Why are you laughing?
I actually got invested. I was watching.
Guys, bro.
Dude,
what are you laughing about, Bear?
I'm just thinking, bro. Like, I don't know how stupid you have to be. Like, imagine seeing a hanging dead body.
Okay.
And you're like, yo, dude, let
we're
me
not
judging.
Okay, hold on.
Do you know how many people that video had to go through?
Yeah, that's
it's crazy that many people thought it was okay to upload.
Okay. We're not judging what he did. We're judging the apology.
No, we have
to rank the apology video and the fact that even though he did that, he didn't whip out a ukulele and start singing about it. Listen, if you did that, I think you'd be pretty dead inside too. Okay, it's objectively, yes, it's memed and everything because of who he is, but it's not even that bad of a video. He didn't bring his dog into the camera. He didn't bring a musical instrument.
Just to be clear, you're talking about the apology and not the video that he's getting canceled for, right?
Yes.
The one that he got canceled for, I think the one that he got canceled for was a 1 out of 10.
No,
I will say
that. Read that comment. The comment is so funny. Guys, before I start this apology, this video is sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends.
Dude.
I think the apology, apology-wise, this is, like, your basic, like, template of how to do an apology video on YouTube.
No,
like
no.
B, C.
Well, wait, okay, I think this is...
What could he have done better? What could he have done better?
You'll see when we get to PewDiePie's apology video, you'll see what the best version of an apology is. But I think this one, listen, he instantly gets a couple points for not whipping out an instrument, and he didn't pull up his dog, he wasn't crying. Yes, he did the cringe like camera grab thing, but other than that, I don't think it was that bad.
I tell you the worst, like, the worst thing you can do in an apology is the walk into the chair. I think that's the worst
thing
you can do.
That's another thing.
Because, like, everyone knows you hit record and then you walked away.
No, yeah, you had to press it and walk off and then walk back.
I'm a visual learner. Can you show me?
I think the worst one is
I want to see you. Yeah, I want to see you.
All right. This is... Okay.
No. Start the video with, like, a deep breath. Start it with a deep breath, too. Like,
hold on.
Abby. Hold on. What a fucking toy. Am I right?
Wait, based?
I'm sorry. What I did to Bam, I he's just so hot.
Wait, what?
What? Wait, hold on. What direction
this
going in?
That's my apology. That's how it would start.
All right, now, hold on.
I forgive you, man. I forgive you.
Love you, dude.
All right, Dano, it's your turn. Go.
How am I going to do this, Abby? How am I going to do this?
How am I going to do this?
Listen. I did not know. All right, I did not know that they were going to bomb the Pentagon. I would not have given them the information if I knew that that was what they were going to do. I thought they were going to go say hi, all right? I thought they were just going to send a friendly little letter. That's why I gave them the address, and I gave them all the passcodes and stuff. I didn't know that they would just start blowing stuff up, all right? And listen, only five people died. It could have been worse.
You said, Abby, is the Pentagon's address classified information? Is that...
In this canon that I've made up, I guess so. Dana, and also, this random YouTuber has access to the Pentagon.
Dana, were you in the Signal group chat?
The Minecraft group chat where they, like, leaked, like...
Yeah, no, Minecraft group chat. Literally, yesterday, an article came out because the vice president and, like, four other, maybe more, I think more, high-level government officials, like, I'm talking about, like, the Secretary of Defense... made a Signal group chat to plan bombing Yemen and added a random reporter to it by accident. And when they started planning this attack, the reporter was like, no shot this is real, because it's probably just like bait or whatever, because they know I'm a reporter. And then he looks at the time and he checks in the next day and he goes, okay, if they bomb Yemen at this time at the location they said, I'll know this group chat was real. And then they do. So top White House officials made a Signal group chat, which, by the way, is not a secure platform. You don't understand. After this happened, they were like, all right, confirmed, 147 dead. And they were like, fist bump emoji, American flag emoji, fire emoji. Oh, like,
if you asked me to put Yemen on a map, I would have no idea where it is. I'm going to be straight up.
Okay, man. Yeah, well, we've been knowing this.
Just like
I know it's a Call of Duty map.
Is it? Yeah, is it in Call of Duty?
That's actually one of my favorite maps from Black Ops 2.
Yeah, it's a Call of Duty map, bro.
Yeah. Where? All right,
so Logan Paul, I say it's B.
I say B, too. I think
B
is fair.
Yeah, that's fair. Guys, are we just ranking apologies today? Is that this video?
All right, let's be right. What was the Jake Paul context?
I don't know.
He's done every day he does something wrong.
I'm going to be real, guys. Let's just skip all these and do PewDiePie and end it.
All right. Yeah, let's just skip to PewDiePie and do that before
that's
we move
just PewDiePie.
On.
Was this for saying the N-word?
Yeah, that was the N-word one. No, that was the N-word
what?
One.
It was, I think it was,
I have it on lock. It was the N-word one. Look it up. PewDiePie
N-word. Believe me, I remember.
I was a big PewDiePie fan back in the day, man. I have it on.
No, Daddy, you've just been researching apology videos for it.
Yeah, he's like,
your turn.
There's a meta.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to do Minecraft.
PewDiePie bridge incident. That's it.
PewDiePie should have broke it. Like,
there it is. My response.
I wanted to make a statement on what I said in my previous live stream. You probably won't believe me when I say this, but whenever I go online and I hear other players use the same kind of language that I did, I always find it extremely immature and stupid. And I hate how I now personally fed into that part of gaming as well. It was something that I said in the heat of the moment. I said the worst word I could possibly think of, and it just sort of slipped out. And I'm not going to make
stop
any
laughing.
This is so. This
did,
is so.
There are
so
no
hard to believe at the
it.
Time.
I'm just
wait. I'm going to say something. I think after this, I think he genuinely like did try to like change himself for the better.
Yeah,
he did. I don't think he got.
Yeah,
he did. He didn't get canceled again after this one, dude. I genuinely think this is the best. I thought that. Did you wait? Did you see the banner for a couple seconds there? Be the Logan Paul and the dude, the Paul American banner. Anyway,
yeah, I mean, I think he's just like a dad now, and he's not like, you know.
I genuinely think that was the best YouTuber apology video. Because he just sat down, he said what he did wrong, he said I was going to improve.
So now you understand what I meant! He didn't like about the calling.
He's a god. Why I didn't? Oh, well, thank goodness he wasn't ugly. Oh, dude,
no.
If he hadn't shaved his beard that day,
man. No, because if James Charles put makeup on, because it'd be the same shit if he did a full fucking face of makeup.
He 100% did.
He's wearing makeup in this video. That's weird.
Look at the video. Look up the video.
That's weird. Same James Charles.
It is weird. No, it is weird.
I don't think he wore makeup. No, look it up.
I gotta look hot while I address the groomer allegations.
Look it up. Did he wear makeup? Wait, look it up.
Yes, that's just the, what
no,
the?
That was the second
ooh,
one.
Click, click, click,
oh, yeah, yeah, do it. It's just the thumbnail. Click it.
But why would he do that for the thumbnail?
Because he puts makeup on during the apology.
Does he actually? Like wait, does he actually? Wait, skip through it.
No!
I think he does.
Yes!
No!
Now you understand! Do you understand now? Do you understand?
He put it on during the apology.
What's
oh
worse?
My gosh.
Is playing Subway Surfers while apologizing or doing makeup worse?
Dude, that would be so funny. Pear, can you get canceled next week and then play Subway Surfers while you apologize?
Subway Surfers is so worse. Because at least, okay, I think the problem with the makeup is that it's just like, you're still only thinking about yourself. Because you're like thinking about how you're going to look on camera. You know?
So instead, think about Subway Surfers. Put your attention.
No.
So bad.
I feel like PewDiePie's like Bring It Back has to be the best. Like, what else can you?
I know.
Really do?
For
like,
real.
What else can you do after that? Like, you have to say. I think the checklist. You got to say sorry. You got to like. What do you do after that?
You have to like.
You mean you're wrong. You say sorry like, and take. Yeah, be accountable. Yeah.
I think like. I think what was disappointing about Logan Paul's apology. Is that afterwards he made that whole documentary about suicide prevention where he talked to like people who attempted suicide
and then he tased a rat.
No, literally, it genuinely was like a good step because he's like, because you know you can't just apologize and move on. You have to be like, okay, well, here's why what I did was up. Here's how I'm gonna make up for it. Right? He made a video trying to like talk about suicide prevention, actually talking to victims of it. Right? And then he goes and does all the shit he does now, and it's like, dude.
Yeah. So I guess
he's not a human being. Logan Paul isn't a human being.
Part of
did he apologize for Pump and Dump? Did he apologize for the crypto stuff?
He's still holding.
I think he did.
He's denying it.
No,
right?
He did.
I think he made a video clarifying.
Apology, but.
Did he?
I think he said sorry, but like, I think, thank you for the schmeckles.
So I think what we're finding out is like, what makes a good apology video isn't the video itself, but it's like what comes after it that like adds to it. So,
unless you get a ukulele and do an interpretive dance, that's pretty fire.
Do you think there's any way to come back from that? I think the only thing that you can do at that point is make another video apologizing for your apology video.
Yeah,
that is the only way to come back.
You know what she did after that video? She then went on to complain that she lost a role on Broadway apparently because of the allegations. Like, so you apologized for the ukulele and then went on to bitch about the fact that you like
that
were
guys
texting a minor and you lost a job.
That is so just funny. The definition of narcissism. It's like, oh my god, guys, you ruined my life. How do you feel now?
But dude, the one thing I want to say about like YouTubers and stuff before we move on from like the whole apology thing, we look at these. There are so many like YouTubers that get canceled.
Yes, can we do that one?
Do wrong things and stuff.
I saw Vaporeon and God of War.
I saw Ditto.
How did your eyes lock on that fast? That tab was open for like less than a second.
No. Hear me out, Bam. They're all in S tier for some reason. That's all I'm going to say. That's why my eyes gravitated towards it.
All right, guys, smash or pass.
I was just going to say, like, dude, the issue with, like, number one, it makes the rest of, like, all YouTubers look terrible, especially, like, Minecraft YouTubers. Like, they have a reputation now for being terrible because of what, like, dude, but imagine there's so many good Minecraft YouTubers. We're buddies with Mog Swamp, right? We're buddies with, like, are we friends with any other Minecraft YouTubers? I don't know.
Guys, if you think about it, we're the victims. But,
What I was gonna say, Danny,
I agree with you actually, Dano. Look, I'm sick of everyone hating on YouTubers. I'm a YouTuber. You guys at home, you're wrong for judging me.
What I was
gonna say
is that the issue isn't that like every YouTuber becomes terrible. The problem is just that there's so many YouTubers and you can't give this much power to this many different people because there's a lot of terrible people in the world.
Yeah,
and now they're getting more attention as like. Or like that, you know, it's a much bigger splash than you know.
Some people become famous because they want attention and like so they don't really have like a filter of I want to make a certain type of content. They just go I want to hit a certain number. So when they
and
see
they don't
someone
be
commit
a good
suicide,
they don't want to like actually influence people.
Yeah.
And
so
stuff.
When you see
they
someone commit suicide in a forest, you go thumbnail. Like you're not thinking like a human being.
You're my content now. You're my content now. You just became content.
Am I wrong?
I love saying that a Marvel. Marvel Rivals is the best, by the way. Just tip for you guys at home. Even if you're not a YouTuber, if you kill someone in Marvel Rivals, make sure you tell them you just became content. Just
Bundan kept doing it the last time we played it. It was so funny.
Bro, one of my go-to Steam names is you just became content. Like I have it as my name, so when I kill them, they know.
Sorry. Alright, smash or pass Pokemon. We need to do a whole episode based on if we would eat a Pokemon or not. Or like Pokemon
we
would eat or not.
Yes. Please don't even put my boy close to anywhere, but it has to be pass. Just please don't. I don't want to see Bulbasaur anywhere else.
Why is it not letting me?
So we're going through all like, what, 700 Pokemon?
Oh!
Yeah.
It's not letting me. Guys, sorry, voting closed.
Voting closed. Wow.
Wait, were you saying 12% wanted to smash Bulbasaur?
Oh my god, dude.
What's Gardevoir? Just show me Gardevoir.
Which one's that?
We gotta do some scrolling.
The voting options. Did you guys see the voting options?
I gotta know this one.
Look, the voting options are end their life, pass smash, or really get into it. Oh my gosh.
Okay, click
Gardevoir.
Wait, is that G-Max Gengar?
Third one.
This one?
On the top. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Ditto is so free, bro.
Mm. Oh yeah, yeah, I agree.
So my unknown God. Eye. Oh my God,
what's the ugliest Pokemon? Many. What's There's the least smashable Pokemon?
Ooh,
why these things? I think probably just couldn't be bothered.
Why does no one fucking this one?
The least smashable Pokemon is probably for me Tropius because now I would just think of Royal Pear whenever I see a Tropius. Hey.
You know the least... Okay, look up Silcoon. I think that's my last one. Look up
Silcoon.
Silcoon's
just a circle ball.
No, look. Silcoon.
I know Silcoon, dude.
I know, but I want look.
Why?
It's got spikes, bro.
Nah, it looks like that cloud from Kirby. Look up that cloud from Kirby. I would smash that.
Okay, bro.
Look up Kirby cloud boss. Cloud
Kirby. This is a clip farm, bro. This is just a clip farm. There's no
Kirby
way, dude.
Kirby boss. No! No, not the cloud. The boss. Look up boss.
Boss. Cloud boss.
Boss cloud Kirby. Oh, there it is right there. Just click it, Anna. Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
Dana.
You're insane. I think you need to die.
What about it makes you want to...
It feels like it would be snuggly. It would be like huggable,
and that turns you on. Man.
My girlfriend is like, dude, she's got like, she's like basically the embodiment of a teddy bear. She's got like massive eyes and stuff. Like she's just like, I don't know, cuteness, man.
The
cuteness.
Filipino word is gigil.
You ever see like,
look up Serena. Type this in. This is an S tier Pokemon. TS.
Wait, go back a bit.
Type an S.
Type an S
one time.
How Then he,
hold on, wait. Can we click the top one and write that?
Wait.
Yes, put this on the tier list. Please put this on the tier list.
Anna, stop.
I need you to apologize.
Stop.
I need you to do an apology video right now.
Listen, I have, no, guys, can I say this? It was for when I was editing for Johnny.
Okay, here we go.
I'm
an editor.
No, look what I was.
I was editing. Yeah, it was for a video, guys. No, it was content.
No, if there's any character he'd mention, the first thing I would look up is sexy character, like whatever character
Anna,
it was.
Anna, legit, just do 180 and like, okay. Like come on, like just like, in real life, do a 180.
No abundance.
Wait, that's kind of funny. Can I need you to print that out and put it on your wall, Anna. Right there, there's a blank space on your wall. To your left, yes, Anna. Holy. There's a perfect spot for that poster.
I'm
right
a Christian
there.
Mom against
Dano,
sexy
if you pay
shadows
for it,
fan
if,
out.
Oh, it's a sticker.
Aw. No, just print it out. Just print it out.
Right. Oh, wait, here we go. Poster. If you pay for it,
shot.
If you pay for it, I'll put it right there.
$16? That's a bit much, man. That is a bit much. How big is it? 16 inches? Ooh.
Wait,
right, we'll talk
can I
see podcast.
This Pokemon that Pear's saying?
Yeah, and I go back. Type in TSAREENA.
Oh, yeah. There it is, top one.
What the hell is this?
Oh, shit.
Oh, this thing?
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, Dana, what are your thoughts?
I can smell musty,
a little too
dude.
Green. A little too green. I don't like the color green. Makes me think of toxic waste.
Anna, you need to calm. You need to calm yourself.
Stop!
No!
Stop!
Saved! Saved by the blur. Saved by the blur.
You know
oh
what?
My god. Oh
let's
my
go,
god.
Dude.
Okay,
let's
guys,
go.
Guys, the shorts creators tier list.
Okay.
Oh, here
Whoa.
We go. Is this the one Sam Butcher did?
I'm there! 11.
Wait, is that 11?
Oh, there am I! Dude, there I am. Wait, is Pear there?
Bam,
where's
there.
Pear? Where's Pear? Oh, there's Johnny, there's Joe, there's Pear.
Oh.
Here we go. All right.
Is there like a public rating? Can we just see the
Zachty
public
films.
Rating?
I'm actually curious.
Oh, yeah, is
yeah,
there?
Look at public rating.
Live
I'm
voting.
Actually curious.
Oh, view community.
Yay! Dude, let's go!
Let's go.
Dude, S plus? I take that.
No, look Not at me, bad. Dude. I'm at
okay,
the very top.
In fairness, I feel like if most people go, oh, there's a tier list maker by watching your shorts, and they just vote you at the top because already you're a fan.
Why?
Nah,
yeah,
I'm just goated, bro.
Yeah,
I'm just goated.
Have you seen Sam Butcher's rankings?
Yeah.
I want to
see.
Sam actually ranked him.
Wait, I want to see. What did he do?
This is cool. I feel bad that Jelly Bean. Okay, there's a couple I disagree with. I disagree with Jelly Bean being that low, and
where,
I disagree
where's Jelly,
with.
Where are they?
Are they? Oh, they're C-tier.
Jelly doesn't really make shorts anymore. They don't make shorts.
That's true. Really. And I also disagree with Vector.
What?
I think he's way too high.
Yeah. Ben of the week should not be C tier. That's bullshit.
Actually, I would move some around. Like, I love Sambucha. I don't think he would be S plus. I just don't think you can put him S plus.
What about you?
I think
Sambucha
is a better long form creator than short form creator.
I think
to be honest.
I think Zachty Films would be S plus.
I really need to pee, guys. I'll be right back.
Why is Proto low? I don't like that. I think Proto should be higher. Oh, XD should be higher. Andy Zhang should be higher.
I find it crazy on B tier. That's insane.
I think you should be higher, Bam.
Nah. I see it.
Can someone just like put it in the chat?
Anna, let me put it in.
I'm blind as a bat.
Where's Mr. Beast? Why is Mr. Beast not on here?
I'm actually
Game Theory's on here, but Mr. Beast isn't.
I think Sam glazes Zachty Films because he knows like how much it takes to make a Zachty Films thing. Like not really like effort, yeah. But like training the team, you know.
Ooh, yeah.
All right. Okay. Anna, you got it? You got it?
Yeah.
Wait.
Do you want to
Did
play
he actually rank Did he actually rank the magic Zach King? Did he actually rank Zach King as trash in the video? Zach King makes good shorts.
It might not be fair because he makes TikToks shorts. And like.
No, he didn't. He didn't actually rank him that.
This
well.
Is a 40-minute video.
He ranked him as really good. We're not watching
no, we're not
this
40-minute
video.
We're skipping
dude.
To the end.
Yeah, obviously.
Where am I?
You're in
three.
B tier. Really good. Next to Bundan and Johnny and Joe.
Okay, so there's only three perfect. Ray, Zach, and the guy who cleans
like,
really fast.
I can find the timestamps when he talks about y'all.
He's
nah,
very... Sam Butch is very, like... He respects the meta a lot, so it makes sense he would do the cleaning guy. I don't like the cleaning guy that much.
I like
you
him.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's fine, but, like, I wouldn't say S+.
I've played Johnny in a Smash tournament, and I've spoken to him a couple of times. I actually think Johnny is severely underrated. I think he makes a lot of good content. If he, like, locked in and, like, doubled down on content, I'm convinced that he would be, like, a really big creator. So shout out to Johnny. I think he makes really good content, honestly. Especially, like, his, like, bad move.
Me and Pat literally said this to Johnny yesterday, like, in a Discord call.
If Johnny locked in...
Yeah, tell him to lock in so he'll hire me again so I can pay my f***ing rent.
Yeah, well, he's in lock-in so he can pay you, bro. Like, he needs to lock
that's
in way more.
That's good. Go to Dano and me. I think you skipped me and Dano.
Yeah, I went straight for Johnny because he's not here.
Oh, true.
I don't know if it's going to pop up in the transcript. Let me see if I can find it in here. Oh, someone might have time
it. Probably says, I think it probably says when he says Daniel. It's probably the... That's 7 minutes.
No, that's the guy.
Nah, different Daniel.
Oh, there it is. D-A-N-O. There it is. You got to rewind it a little bit.
No,
so next up we have Dano Cal Drongs. So Dano, I've competed in a tournament with him. Yeah, Dano,
that's my video.
Dano and I are cool is how I describe it. I don't talk to him too much, but he's a good guy. And I've watched some of his videos in the past, but honestly, I don't know his content too well. So if we're checking out Dano's channel, he does like a lot of interesting concepts and then he draws himself, which I think is something that's really difficult. I don't know how he's able to do that. 5 days a week, it looks like, based on this. Let's check out a video, Why Cows Are More Dangerous Than Sharks.
Cows are more dangerous than sharks. Sounds like a stupid claim, right? Well, in reality, every year, sharks
kill
about kind 5 or 6 people, which is insane. It basically means Jaws with shark propaganda, because I thought it was way more...
It's true. It is true that sharks get a bad rap when they don't actually kill a lot of people. I would go ahead and say that Dano Cal, I'd put in the pretty cool. I don't think I'm the target demo, some of the topics as I was looking through, I don't think I'd necessarily be, like, on my algorithm to, like, absorb. But I think it is pretty cool content.
Keep in mind, Sandwich is old. He's an unk. He's an unk.
All right, now skip for Pear. Skip to Pear.
Pear and Bundun and Bam and C-Dot.
Mine sucked, dude.
I wasn't on this.
He's my boy.
You're not on this?
It's a different tier list that he used.
Oh, shit.
Did he not commented? Say Pear? You're such a little cloud farmer, Pear. Why'd you comment?
I probably just skipped my ranking and probably commented. I'm gonna be real, I don't remember.
Again, as far as like YouTubers go, I probably talked to Bundun, like top five, like somebody who I really like speaking to. I think he makes good overall content. I'd put him in like the same sort of tier as the rest of these guys, like fringing between like pretty cool, really good. They're all kind of in like that same, and by them I say like Dano, Royal Pear. I feel like Royal Pear is pretty close to Bundun. Bundun makes videos that are closer to stuff that I'd watch, so I'm actually gonna put him in really good. Moving on, and we have
Pear is at 958. 958, Anna.
Next up, we have Royal Pear.
Is it Addy?
Now, Pear
Aiden
is a friend of mine. I'd consider Pear one of my friendlier YouTube peers. I've done some content with him in the past. I like what Pear does. I think Pear is a really good creator. I think he has a really good grasp on what good content is. Pear, if you don't know him, is a YouTuber with about 4.2 million subscribers. I don't know. Let's go to YouTubers you watch.
YouTubers that you guys watch the most. In my YouTube analytics, I have this channel's Your Audience Watches box. And here we can see
that Sam's
share
in here.
The most audience.
Oh, I wonder if I'm in this.
Does he watch the whole short? Because
I think
it's
me.
I think.
Before, no offense, and I look.
What are the odds?
That's Bucket Josh, brother. I think.
So cool. Next is Bucket Josh.
Oh, it's not me. Okay, I guess I'm not in this video. But you'll see, his content is just like very easy to consume.
Okay.
I actually really like his long
form
content as well. I'm gonna put Royal.
I
was really good.
Now remember.
Oh, shout out your long form content.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you say about long form?
He said you make good long forms.
He had pretty good takes for most of this video. I'm not gonna lie. He had pretty good takes.
Wait, on the normie one, like the. Where Bam was on it. Was C-Dot on it? C-Dot gets a lot of views.
Yeah, C-Dot was on it.
Go to the shorts, too. The tier list.
Like
the
actual list that we were on.
Like
before.
The actual one
video.
On the
not
website.
This video, Anna.
Oh, was he not ranked? He wasn't ranked in the video?
No.
Oh, no, he wasn't, yeah. But he's on this one, yeah.
Hey,
where's C-Dot?
Oh,
nice.
There's my guy.
W.
Who's at the bottom of the tier list?
Man, more YouTubers just need to respect each other more and realize that like we all make different content and we all like are appealing to different. It's hard to like.
What did you get? What did you get ranked by Sambucha, Dan?
No, Sambucha was nice.
Cool?
I'm saying more people need to be like Sambucha.
Pretty cool gang, dude.
I got in the pretty cool. All right, but I'm just saying that more YouTubers need to have his attitude where it's like we all make different content for different people and it's really hard to stack certain types of content against each other. Does that make sense?
So why are we doing a tier list on YouTube apology videos then and stuff?
Nice.
Okay, not every YouTuber talks to minors and shit. shit bun done. Obviously, those are the worst ones. Is that what you wanted me to say? Shit.
Because you're ranking them now.
Yeah, those
you
are.
Have a ranking.
Guys, talking to minors as an adult is F tier. All right? Flirting with minors is F tier.
True.
Heard it here
true,
first.
True.
W okay, take.
Guys, Rumble Pack, tier list.
Live poll. Oh, I feel like I get owned here.
No.
Live voting. Wait. I think I got owned. Are you kidding me? You gotta log in? That's terrible.
You gotta log in? Wow.
The Rumble Pack is officially getting a tier maker account.
Wait, is there no live poll? Oh, no one's done it yet. Go back to the community one.
Gotcha.
Start it that way. View community rank. Nothing?
No.
Well,
you guys. Well, hey, audience, you guys know what to do now. Go rank Dan O'Cal S tier.
Anna, your jumper looks like a cabbage.
What?
I don't know why. Your jumper reminds me of a cabbage.
A cabbage? Yeah.
Yeah.
You do look like a cabbage.
Yeah. No, I didn't say that. Anna, you do not look like a cabbage.
Okay.
You look way better than a cabbage.
He's lying.
When I comment on...
Anna, I think you need, Anna, I think you need more makeup. I think it's your makeup that's an issue.
When I comment on the moral ramifications of doing a full face of makeup and blasting lighting on you while doing a YouTube apology video with a ukulele, I'm the sexist. But when Dan O'Kell draws calls the only woman in the Rumble Pack company a fucking cabbage, well, that's all well and dandy.
Listen, I don't see gender. Pear is a cabbage, too. Look at Pear's even more of a cabbage than you are. Are you kidding me?
Whoa.
Oh, so the one. The person of color. On, the person of color.
Come on, bro. Bro, did you really did you really call me that?
Dude, you're calling the only Mexican on our podcast a cabbage.
Whoa.
Speaking of Mexicans, hold on. This is hilarious. Hold on.
Choose your next words carefully.
All right, so I don't want to keep my last name when I get married. I have personal stuff, family history, yada, yada, yada. Leia's last name, it's been said a couple times, and her YouTube account is this, so I'm allowed to say it. Her last name is Salazar, right? It's a Spanish last name.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She looks pretty white. She's half Spanish, but she looks pretty white. So when people say, Salazar, are you Spanish? She goes, yeah, it's just, you know, I just look pretty white. We've talked about it. I kind of want to have a new last name. I kind of just want to, like, make a new one and just, like, have that be our fresh start. But Leia's like, you should take my last name. I don't really want to be Daniel Salazar because people are going to come up to me and be like, oh, so are you Spanish? Hey. And I'll be like, no. Just Dano. Took my wife's name.
Dano, that's a sick name. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Daniel Salazar.
Daniel Salazar. Dude, that has riz, dude. Dude, I got a way better last name for you, dude. Just what? Call yourself Toon Turf at this point, man.
Yeah, Dano Toon Turf.
Dano Toon Turf, man.
Oh, Dano no. Toon Turf, Leia Toon Turf. Wait, that goes crazy hard.
That's the best, dude.
Dude, guys, Mr. and Mrs. Toon Turf.
If this podcast gets 100 likes, Dano's changing his last name to Toon Turf.
100 likes? That's
wait,
so small. Yeah.
Have that you gotten so the ball 100.
Yet? All right, how about this? Guys, if this podcast gets 200 likes, we get to snip bun done. It's canon. He agreed to it.
No, dude, not my little friend.
Dano, have you gotten the ball gag yet?
Keep him uncut, man. Keep him uncut.
What?
Have you gotten the ball gag yet?
I have it, but I'm not going to wear it until next year.
Can I see it? I want to see which one you got.
No, I'm not sharing. Nobody gets to see it. Nobody gets to see it until next year. Nobody gets to see me in the same room as a ball gag unless Toon Turf doesn't come out until 2026.
Is it the rubber ducky one?
Wait, Dana, when is it actually coming out now, man? How close are we?
Probably. We're getting pretty close.
If you release it,
We should bleep what he says. Bleep what he says.
Release it on it.
What?
It's the best day ever.
Why?
It's my birthday.
Should I release it on Anna's birthday to overshadow Anna's birthday?
Yes.
Hey, guys, happy birthday, Anna, but also Toon Turf is out. Go watch that instead.
No one watches my videos anyway. It's fine.
Not yet, man. Yeah, yeah. You're this close. Don't worry. All right. What else are we ranking?
One more tier list, guys. One more tier list.
Yeah, one more good
what
tier list.
What are we at? Did
we get to the end of any tier list?
No, we gotta do anime waifus or gaming waifus. Let's just do it, man.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, how about this? Anime.
What about Hotman cartoons?
Guys, in honor of respecting women, we're gonna do Hotman cartoons.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Oh yeah, that's probably an A tier. The scar is pretty good.
That's not scar. That's not scar.
Some of these are children. I don't think we can do this. I see Ash Ketchum.
Yeah, why is Ash there?
Buzz Lightyear is S
tier. Wait, no way! Isn't he like 13?
All right, yeah, no, we're doing anime MILFs. Go to anime MILFs.
I think that might be worse. That might be a worse for this specific.
Okay, gaming waifus then. Gaming waifus. Final offer.
Gaming is final offer.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Gaming waifu tier list. Perfect. All right, here we go. Okay.
Gaming waifu.
Oh,
the Squid Kids are.
Misty's a kid.
That's child.
Why is there so many children? What is wrong with the internet? I hate the internet, dude.
I mean, the amount bug of names. YouTube apologies we had to do about
bug names.
Wait, villain antagonist. I want to rank villains.
No, bug names.
All right, Haley.
Okay. Right, quick fire.
Haley is a C tier. B tier.
What?
I live with that.
Can we skip to Rupert? Hey, can we skip to Rupert? Rupert is S.
Carlos.
Yeah.
I don't Rupert think it's letting
me. Why can we not do so many? Who is calling me? I'm busy.
This website sucks, dude.
No, there's gotta be. There's gotta
be. Who is calling me? Where's my phone?
Wait, hold on. While Dano crashes out, look up bug name meme tier list on Google.
Hey, what's up? Are you on your way to the airport?
If you don't click the voting section, because you're clicking the voting one.
Okay, guys, just look up animal tier list. Animal tier list. Come on.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of the podcast.
Animal tier list.
But animal.
Let's just rank animals, guys.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, got you, dude.
I love my girlfriend.
What animals you could beat in a fight?
Animal jam, animal tier.
Oh, I think that's one of the ones I actually had on my list. Where is that one?
I linked
animal
it.
Animal jam, animal tier list.
That was a call with my girlfriend. I love her. Man, I love women.
Aww.
You know they're better than men, right? Men suck ass.
Bundun just sent it in chat. Bundun just sent it in general.
I'm seeing it.
Dana, there's no coming back. You are the misogynist here.
Harambe S tier. Yeah.
I'm joking.
Do you guys know Wonder Woman? Do you know why she was created? The creator of Wonder Woman?
Why?
Actually, no.
It was created by this man who his whole life philosophy was he believed that women were superior to men, and he believed in a world that was completely run by women. So he created Wonder Woman as this dream scenario of this island that's completely run by these women. That's where Wonder Woman comes from.
Hot take, I do think women would run the government a little better than men. If not, a lot better.
Guys, let's do women
hot take.
Tier list.
I hate women. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
So how come Pear can say stuff like that, but I'm the one that gets labeled as the sexist?
Can we? Okay.
Just because I don't like this one woman in particular doesn't mean I hate all women, all right?
Okay. What the f*** is that? Lobster? Let's put that shit in S.
Yeah.
Well, we could. I could beat a lobster up. I could beat a lobster up. Yeah,
probably.
We would paint the walls in the blood. Yes.
So this final tier list is animals we would win in a fight.
Yes.
All right.
Put the horse. I would be too scared to fight a horse or a
zebra.
That's
a zebra.
I was looking at the horse.
Honestly, I reckon we all could beat up the zebra. I reckon we could win.
And together?
This is one on one.
It's
these are one on one.
Together as a team. Together as a team, all of us.
Well, we could conquer everything with the power of love. All right, that's cheating. We need to do one-on-ones.
Bro, if a zebra ran at me, I reckon I would punch it in the face and I would eventually win. It would be a tough battle, but I reckon it would be like a 60-40. I win 60% of the time.
Okay, it would be a close one, but I'd win.
No, that's I'd lose, Anna. That's I'd lose.
No, up one above 50-50. I reckon we all have the. Wait, a rat?
No.
Oh no, the rat is a. Okay, why is Anna the one controlling it? She's being frustrating. All right.
What is that?
Okay, the gopher thing needs to go at the top, all right? That thing's getting torn apart. Nobody cares. It's getting torn apart. The zebra, that's good for the zebra. All right. The deer, I'm going to say 50-50.
Yeah, I think antlers are crazy, bro.
I agree.
But there's a chance. No, but there's a chance you get one shot from the antlers.
Yeah, that's what.
You could actually get one tapped.
Yeah, so that's why 50-50 for
is
real.
What is that, a gecko? Iguana?
I'm smearing it, yeah.
What if it's like toxic, though?
Squid? I'm going to put third from the top. No. Yeah, no. Well,
but
I'd put second
from
the
environment. You have to be in water. So
yeah,
that's
I would
kind
be
of
bad
a
at swimming.
Us.
I'm not a good swimmer. I think
squids can be giant, too.
Is it a giant squid?
I think I'd get a few hits in, but I would lose. I actually think
How would you actually kill a squid underwater? I have no idea.
I don't think you can.
So maybe
No,
those things are strong. Have you seen how strong squids are?
No, not Squid Game, Anna. Squids.
Have you seen them ink? Have you seen them ink?
I've seen them ink. Squid strength.
Someone made me ink.
I actually reckon no one would beat a squid. I think we all lose to squid.
Yeah, another OP.
Yeah.
The OP.
Squid. Wait, is that the size of a squid?
Yeah. We lose.
Oh.
Wait, can it?
This is good content. This is actually banger content.
I wonder if this was a 1 out of 10.
Ooh.
This is kind of messed up.
Oh, wow.
Bro, this is messed. That's kind of, I feel bad. All right,
he's killing us.
I actually think it's smaller than I thought.
Yeah, there you go. No, I don't think we get torn to shreds, but I think there you go.
Okay, bear, I'd be too scared to fight. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Rhino.
Rhino, we're done.
Dano.
No way.
Sorry.
Can I be honest?
Is that a turtle? If it's a snapping turtle, I would be scared. I'm not gonna lie.
I reckon all could beat up a turtle if we had to. I don't want to. It would make me really sad, but I think if I had to.
Second to the top. Turtle second to the top.
Yeah.
Just throw it. Mm-hmm.
That goes in the bottom one. Yeah, that goes in the bottom one. Wolf, probably one wolf.
One
I would torn fight that, but torn to shreds. Yeah, I think that goes in light blue.
Yeah,
parrot,
dude. Parrots are aggressive. Are you kidding me? We're not painting the walls.
Birds are all very fragile.
Yeah, get a few hits in. Mm. That one definitely.
I think iguanas 50-50 low key because
Komodo dragon. We're all dead.
Wait, is that
Komodo dragon? Oh,
we're dead. Everyone dies to that.
Are you serious?
I would fight it though.
I would fight that. Like, I would try to fight that.
If I saw a Komodo dragon, I would be dumb enough to think I could win, but I'd lose.
Yeah,
put him in a headlock.
Komodo dragons like spit blood at you, like acid blood.
They're like poisonous, Dana. Like I think they lick you once, you're gone skis.
Mm. Okay, yeah, but headlock. I have 3 million subs. All right, I think I know my way around. All right,
I have a really good video, Anna. Can I link it?
What happens if a Komodo dragon attacks you?
Oh yeah,
you're dead. You're actually done.
Oh yeah, no.
It's just a dinosaur. Like it's literally just a dinosaur. Yeah.
Well, look. You get on top of him. You do a couple WWE moves, and you got him.
That's so cool that they fight. I'm actually so invested.
I'm actually invested too. We should have just made this the whole podcast. Guys, can we watch Komodo dragon fights?
Animal fighting episode. We just watch.
Oh wait! Rumble week. We buy a bunch of animals and
no.
Pokemon IRL. Wait,
yes.
Hold on.
Thank you, Bam.
I don't like this music. It's motivating.
It's the epic fight. Uplifting? It's an epic
Look,
fight.
Look, it doesn't know what to do with its neck. Okay, get real. I'm stabbing that thing. I'm rolling that thing around in the dirt. I think...
Dana, this thing will kill you in, like, less than 30
seconds. Look at it leaking the acid, bro.
Yeah.
Alright, okay, new strategy. I go up to it, I say, I have 3 million subs, if you let me win, I'll put you in a video.
That's coated you in acid before you finish the sentence.
Wait, guys, should we do a Bear Grylls video where we all get stung by like a bullet ant or something?
I am not doing that. Are you kidding me?
I got an idea. Why don't we do that, but it's just Anna.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. How about, okay, guys, let's play Mario Party, but whoever loses, Anna gets stung by a bullet ant.
Yes!
Alright, I think for the tier list, the dragon goes second to the bottom.
Whatever. I get torn to
one more down.
Imagine that time Mario Party, but our editor gets stung by a bee.
This is a sick title, dude. Okay.
Alright,
lion's not close.
Lion, we're done.
I am horrified of eagles. I am horrified of bald eagles, dude.
They're huge. They're huge.
I reckon we would get a couple hits in, though. We would get a couple hits in.
Yeah, it depends if it one taps
you. Dude, you can pat it? Wait, go back. I want to go back. I don't want you to pat it.
I will.
Anna, you are a really slow typer.
I have a bunch of food on my desk, so I have to like reach over and with one hand.
Oh, I see.
I'm like chowing down.
So it's just
because
you're a slob, basically, not because.
Yeah,
you're...
I'm literally chowing down, bro.
I want to see the padding. Actually, I don't care about the bite. I just want to see it getting pat.
Whoa.
Oh,
he's pretty cute. He's pretty cute. I'm not gonna lie. He's a little cute.
This guy. Why is he so happy? Why is he so happy? I don't understand.
Okay, bam. He's gonna kill me. If not friend,
is that
friend
an eagle
shaped,
fighting right? a cheetah? No shot.
That's AI.
Yeah, they're huge.
AI.
They're fucking huge, bro.
It has to be AI. Yeah, yeah, like
that's
it's
AI.
Yeah, look,
that
yeah,
is
look,
AI.
Yeah, look
it's
at AI. Yeah, look at his body. No, oh, dude, look at the faces.
Oh, you got baited. You got baited.
Dude, look at their faces. But
no, but
look
really,
it
like,
looks like kissing,
find
dude.
Find a real
like
bald eagle.
It looked like they were kissing, not fighting. Oh,
they're huge.
That's literally a final, dude. That's a final evolution of a bird Pokemon. Like that's
yeah,
what that is.
America,
Pidgeotto,
dude. I feel
bro.
So patriotic.
That's literally a Pidgeotto. Ugh.
Dude, I'm actually horrified of eagles. I'm like genuinely horrified of them.
I reckon though, I get a couple hits in, man. I do.
All right. Look at the tier list. Tier list. I think the eagle gets a couple hits, or we get a couple hits in, but it kills us.
We lose to the rhino.
Yeah,
we're dead. The rhino. We wouldn't fight it. No,
yeah,
I'm not
fighting
that. That bird. That bird is owned.
Yeah, that thing's
like.
Yeah,
let's be real. If
panda. Ooh.
Panda, we're all dead. We're all dead to panda.
No, yeah. Pandas are. You know what? Hold on. Bam. Do you know why pandas are going extinct? Do you know why pandas are going extinct?
Because they eat bamboo and it like.
No.
No, they're too
lazy.
No, because
they're too lazy to even have sex with each other.
Right.
The zoos have
well, okay,
to like.
I hear you,
that,
but
that
also
doesn't say anything about the fighting ability though.
They know kung fu, Anna. They know kung fu. There was a whole documentary I watched. There was four documentaries called I don't remember the name, but it was about a panda that learned how to play or learned how to do kung fu.
Dude, and everybody was kung fu fighting.
Right. Yeah.
What are you?
It was narrated by Jack Black. Lightning.
I'd get
it was narrated
be
by Jack
on,
Black.
But I lose.
These documentaries that I watched.
Well, I don't know how I'd kill it with my bare hands. I think it's like that Homer Simpson boxing tactic, where it's like.
I think you might have to get a rock.
We would get
a chokehold, man. Chokehold.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, you're not toke holding a panda.
Just get a rock.
Yeah, you can.
You know what, Dana? Do you want me to buy a panda? You want to fight it in an MMA cage?
Long as
I'd
it doesn't know kung fu, dude. I would. Well, try and find a panda that's like done some bad things, so that way I don't feel guilty.
Okay.
And then I would fight that. Yeah, I'd fight that panda.
Can a panda kill a tiger? That's a good question. How many people have died to pandas?
Who will win, a panda or a tiger? What does it say? The tiger would definitely win. I don't know.
To a panda.
I don't know. The panda knows kung fu. Does the tiger know the wooshy finger hold? That's all I'm saying. Skadoosh. Just throwing it out there, all right?
Okay.
I'm so tired.
Did you know a panda can kill a human in 10 seconds, according to...
I knew
can
it!
Actually?
What's their name?
I knew
what?
It! Wheels. I knew this. One Redditor has my back. Guys, I'm so right.
I'm getting tired, guys.
Yeah, me too.
Same, bro. My head hurts.
All right, wait. Is the panda winning all right, or losing?
Let's rank five more things. Come on.
Is the panda winning or losing?
It's losing.
Pandas,
I
think we lose
winning.
To panda.
We lose to panda.
All right. It's close to panda lose.
All right.
Let's get some good ones in here.
Dolphin. Do dolphin.
Dolphin kills.
You're losing.
I think we lose.
You're losing. No, dolphins are aggressive.
Yeah, we're losing.
Yeah.
Dolphin,
yeah,
we lose.
The dolphin.
Torn to shreds are too scared to fight.
Torn.
Okay.
We would fight.
That serious thing about snake... I think we'd be peacock. Mm-hmm.
All right,
peacock.
Gorilla. I saw this peacock, documentary. Yeah. I saw this documentary about a gorilla that wore a tie and threw barrels. I think we lose to the gorilla.
Oh, 100% we lose to the gorilla.
But, yeah, we lose to the gorilla. All right, absolutely.
Well, I don't know what type of snake this is the thing.
Okay, here's the thing, though. I think regardless, we can win. Here's why.
Yeah.
Bro,
power
you just
love.
Need to, like, move your hands in a way to where he can't bite you. And then you got
the gorilla?
No, the snake.
The snake.
Oh, the snake.
Do you know how hard it is to grab it? Like, I think if you grab the snake and you actually get it like in the right spot, you're gonna insta win. But
no, I saw this documentary called The Jungle Book. Snakes can hypnotize you. I don't think we win.
It's like
one.
It's like Marth in Super Smash Bros. Melee, bro. You just gotta get a grab. You can full combo.
Yeah. He's got good range, but if you win neutral, it's over. I think you win.
Yeah.
Hulk Tua.
Guys, Anna,
can you comment 10 out of 10 Wag's Tale? And then I think that'll be the end of the episode.
Hulk
Tua.
Tua.
Hulk Tua.
It's a photo montage.
You know Hulk Tua is back?
I love this little guy.
What? Why?
Dude, yeah, she came back. Did you see? Haley Welsh came back.
Let's rank her apology.
Ooh, there we go. Let's rank.
She woke up from the nap.
Wait, what? Hulk Tua.
She apologized.
Yeah, she's back. Did you see? Dude, this is like the biggest comeback since like...
Oh.
I love this guy so much.
That's what I'm saying, bro. If you actually grab it, you win.
Oh, little guy.
This guy's a freak. How's he?
This is Florida, bro.
You know what's
people
crazy?
In Florida are fucked.
His girlfriend is the exact same way. Like, his girlfriend runs like a very like a similar page. She's just going
out there. So, in other words, it was like the soldier and the soldier's girlfriend from the TF2 comics. Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't know. I don't know that. I get laid.
And that's the podcast, guys.